You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 12. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. I want you to note the arrangement of the words in this verse. First, the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous. This has two implications. The first one is that nothing can happen to you by accident. You see, so many things are happening in our world today that God is using to show us what he is doing, but we may not be paying attention. Have you seen those movies where they have drone, the United States will have drone in the sky, and the United States Army will be on the ground fighting? Now, the drone in the sky is seeing the battle site, is overlooking everything. And so, they are able to communicate with those on the ground and say, a vehicle that has bomb is coming. Prepare for that. Why? Because they've got eye in the sky. So all those soldiers, they have something that is watching over them, that is protecting them. And you won't see it. If you look up, you won't even see the drone. It will have been covered by the cloud. But it has so powerful cameras that from the distance it's staying in the air, is watching. Even as I speak, as you hear, there may be a drone overhead watching, and you won't even know. If men have risen to that level technologically, should it be a problem if the Bible says, for the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous? In fact, that's the picture that comes to my mind. And you know, there's a control room, and those ones are on the monitor. They are watching everything that is going on. So you can hardly surprise the soldiers on the ground, because there's somebody who sees all the battlefield. And he's seeing that what you are doing in hiding, that you think it is in hiding, they are watching it. And even sometimes from that position, they can send a missile to the battlefield. He says, the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous. It's a beautiful thing. Everywhere you are going, do you know the eyes of God is on you? But it's also humbling in the sense that it means that if you are going to do evil, do you now see what that means? So by the time you are booking hotel to go and do adultery, as a child of God, do you know what is happening? Do you know the eyes of the Lord? They are looking at it. Is that what you want to feed the eyes of the Lord with? His eyes are too holy to behold iniquity. The eyes are over you to protect you. He says, and his ears are open unto their prayers. This is New Testament stuff. The righteous, God hears their prayers. Don't say, well, we are in Jesus Christ, so even if I sin, God is hearing me. Continue to deceive yourself. Look at what he says next. He said, but the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. Instead of you to repent, you are saying it doesn't matter. This is New Testament. This is New Testament stuff. 1 Peter chapter 3. He is telling you that the face of the Lord is against. That is, it's not over. It's against. That means God will now set his eyes against you. Do you know what I noticed with the drone in some of those movies? You know, so let's say they have an enemy that the U.S. armies are fighting. Those operating those drones, they are over the U.S. Army. But they are against the enemy. They are watching every move of the enemy. They will ensure they destroy the enemy. If God be for you, who can be against you? But if God be against you, who can be for you? He said the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. Satan does not need to do you evil. Satan is not your problem. May God give you understanding. The devil is not your problem. All the devil needs to make you do is to do evil. It is God that will now be against you. He said the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. Satan does not need to do you any evil. All that Satan needs to do is to deceive you to do evil, to maltreat your spouse, to go into sin, to go into unrighteousness, to treat people wickedly, then the devil can go and sleep. The eyes of the Lord will now be against you. It will be against you. You see, I pray the eyes of the Lord will be for you, will be over you, will not be something that is against you. So can you see that on earth today, there are people, the eyes of the Lord are over them, watching them. He said, and I will guide you with my eyes. Psalm 32 verse 8. He said, but for the wicked, my eyes are against you. Anywhere you are turning, God's eye is against you. But now you will now go and be praying against enemy. You are asking enemy to die. You that you are full of anger, you are full of bitterness, you are full of disobedience, you are rude, you are envious, you are jealous, malicious. Your lips, you are using it to gossip, to spread rumor. Rather than repent, you are praying for one imaginary enemy to die. Who told you the enemy is a problem? Yeah, look at it again. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil. You are telling lies. You don't know the face of the Lord will be against you. You are fornicating, but you don't know that the face of the Lord will be against you. You are stealing money in the office. You don't know the face of the Lord is against you. The same you will run to one program, lift up your hand, and when they call prayer, every enemy that says you will not see this year, die. You too, you will join them to pray. Thank God that God doesn't listen to such foolish prayers. Otherwise, you will be the first person that will die. Because the eyes, the face of the Lord is against you. His entire face. Oh, you don't understand. He says the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous. He said, but the face of the Lord. He didn't say the eyes of the Lord. The face of the Lord is against you. May God never be against you in the name of Jesus. Because if God is against you, nobody can help you. May God never be against you in the name of Jesus. If you are involved in iniquity, if you are involved in evil, repent today before it is too late. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.